Thank you, BVS, for shaking our skulls together here. Love the intro. Love the music. Can't get enough of it. Got to get a cup of tea with that song there. thank you, everyone, for showing up today. Thank you so much for showing up. It's an incredibly pinnacle time in our world, in our lives. And I can't thank you enough for showing up. And your participation is greatly appreciated. And couldn't come too soon now, could it? So I'll go ahead and put together an agenda real quick here today so we know what we're all working on. First couple items I want to mention to everybody is that we'll start sharing more space in our media with Inspired with Q. Obviously, you could probably see that Project Review is going to encompass a lot of that dialogue. Not to say we won't do Inspirations with Q, but we're going to do the educational side, experience side, separate from Project Review with Q, topic and agenda as desired. First and foremost, I want to thank Special Forces, who did a flyby the other day and saluted. I can't thank you enough for your service to humanity. And you don't always get the attaboys because you guys are, well, you work in the dark a lot, so that's understandable. All right, so Project UQ, we're going to start with a couple items here. I'm going to add a couple folders. Yes, at the end of the call, I'll explain the timelines for the uploading of your projects. I'm going to explain to you a little bit more about how this is going to work going forward, why it's important for your redemption process, and how it helps and supports humanity on the planet. But first, I want to talk about forthepeople.space webpage. Forthepeople.space webpage, Sydney by Themes, thank you so much. You're going to use that as your redemption visuals, and or you're going to watch the projects mature. We're going to use that webpage as our initial overview of how projects are getting filled, advanced through the subsections we've made. The qualifying, your ability to self-qualify your projects and your inspirations through what you're getting now is a conscious computing system. And conscious computers are really nimble, and that's what you are. And I'm living proof how they work. So to remind people, at the risk of being arrogant, take whatever you want from me and keep it or throw it away. My job here has been to have my entire life tracked and managed continuously. So there, if you interact with me, everything goes through your quantum and conscious computing system. If you talk to me, anything you do, everyone's consciousness is being mapped and tracked and bounced back to you now. And that's really scary and really exciting. There's no way to lie on the planet anymore. And that's really fun because we all get what is owed to us, especially the crow above my head. the quantum computers, I want to spend some time talking about that this morning. Your consciousness is brutally honest, as you're aware. And so when you put it together with others, it accelerates. So all the people who observe a project, for example, and they envision the project, being fulfilled. Now at where you're at in the evolution of man, the universe, etc., and your ascension cycle, you get more traction. And so, you know, your value system is obviously disappearing. You can't weight ownership, and there's no real value systems in the universe per se, except the ones we believe in. And so as they disappear, you're only going to have one bank account, and that is you and what you're excited about. And it's very, very, very incredible change that's going on here. You only have one choice now, and that is, I really want to, and you fill in the blanks. So I want to remind everybody of that, and forgive me for being redundant. The two folders we're going to add, and is my suggestion, is I'm watching the participation here, the subscriptions. Thank you so much. The incredible draw that we're receiving is absolutely thrilling. Please keep going. We need you to keep grinding and promote Project Review with Q. And as we focus on getting everyone savvy here, we're going to move on to the weekly calls with me. We have a calendar system created, and so Project Review Q is we're going to start getting to work here Monday through Friday. But you're not going to be able to get into Project Review with Q if you do not have a BBS subscription. So I'll say it again. If you don't have a BBS subscription, you're not going to be in Project Review with Q, because we're going to move you into categories. So the value that BBS brings to us is we get to communicate with a lot of people following us, and a lot of key people. And Project Review with Q for the people.space. We're one of several waves of people who are watching you and want to help you. So you're seeing us come out in waves so that it's easier for society to blend in the new changes without destroying your societies and your economies per se and or subjective. So it's very exciting, obviously, but this transition wasn't always my opinion. My opinion was always take the tablecloth off the table and be done with it. And so not everybody is real excited about my opinion. And but watch what's going on. You know, thank you, Don Trump, for showing us that our systems are falling down. They don't work. I can put a claim in any county superior court or U.S. district court or a Supreme Court. I can make a lie up and tie you up for years defending yourself. Not a problem. Your systems don't work. Even though there may be good people in the systems, we're going to need to do something different. And it's relationship to judging people based on time and false accusations and claims. So obviously time is a very big issue that needs to change here. And so the folders I'm suggesting we work in, the updated folders in Project Review, the sandbox, if you will, are reform. And the key opportunity in the reform folder for me, and I know we already have a subset folder like that, and I'm overlapping what we've already had there, but let's really look at what we want this world to look like. And time is time and identity and means of exchange are the controllers have capitalized on us. So if I want to control the planet, I'd put time zones in, and then I'd go to the first time zone, and then I would go create propaganda to manipulate the rest of the world. So it's really easy to do. I can put my homing pigeon up 24 hours before your day, and nothing's changed here since 2,000 years ago. We just don't use homing pigeons, obviously. So I can make scuttlebutt up, and tomorrow USA will get it if I'm 21 hours away in a different time zone. And so you can see that time was used to create boundaries and restrictions too. Our unbelievable, never-ending excitement for ourselves. And so that has a lot to do with, obviously, survival. And so really reaching out to everyone and asking for your amazing call is I can't ask another thing of you all. It is so appreciated. But reform is what you all keep pulling from me is we need to change. We need to change this. We need to change that. So I all your inspiration, all you lawyers out there, all you bankers, we know you work for ding-dongs, but you know ways to do things maybe differently. And so whether it's trading or bartering or just really, really working with the volunteerism and humanitarianism side of you consistently, every walk of life. The other folder that I think is very important for the planet is communication. Not only the demarcations of your countries have stifled you from travel, your tariff systems, your tax systems, and so forth, as well, your economies, they're all going away now. And the reason they're all going away is because of identity. So you can instantly destroy maritime law once your identity is it doesn't exist. So title is going to be removed. And a lot of that has to do with your conscious computing system and that you're going to see when you query in these new computer systems, what is the Catholic Church? And say, the quantum computing system, conscious computing system, will say, that was a controlling elite group of family members who created a global system to sanitize the planet in directions in which they wanted to. So those are the kind of answers you're going to get out of a conscious computing system now. And how did they do it? Well, they put bonds out on everyone's birth certificates, and then they bartered and traded you throughout the planet. Okay, so is Earth a prison planet? Yes, it is, and then you'll have 20 other individuals just like the Catholic Church who controlled your belief system and took you away from your knowledge system. So those are the things we're gearing up for here, and you're not too far away from it. And that's why ForThePeople.space was created. We made, knowing that I'm jumping around a little bit, if you had a secret and you're at high levels of government, how would you deliver it? How would you get out to the people while not, let's say, standardizing opinion from one agency? So if the army comes out and says, everyone's crazy, we're taking over, now the army instantly is the crazy people. So it doesn't matter which country, but if the army says you're nuts and we're taking over, then you just have another tyranny, obviously. So ForThePeople.space is one of many, many different components to help educate you and get you disclosure at the same time. Now, I know the information on there is very tough. If it's on ForThePeople.space, it's been vetted tremendously. And so I want to make sure everyone's aware of that. In any event, when you log on to ForThePeople.space, you're going to see recent posts. Just keep up with that for the short term, and then your folders are going to the direction for your folders is going to populate there. So just keep on top of recent posts for the people.space, and then the rest in the top right hand corner, those are the bars to do your own homework, your own due diligence, look at other people, and so forth. And so now you should be able to see a pattern now of how we're getting you downloaded, for lack of a better term, of what direction is intended to just, make it yours. ForThePeople.space is made for the people. If you look at if you want current events, you'll notice that there's a lot of people that are in their 80s still working hard. And one of those people is Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. And I think you can catch his last interview on USA Watchdog. But, you know, great salute to Paul Hillier and so many other people who put their neck out way late in their lives. And Paul Hillier is the Prime Minister of Defense for Canada for many years. And these folks can't sit on their hands. So how would we get you this information while not, say, manipulating realities, yet educate and give you some choices? And so that's what Project Review with Q is. You're now going to be put right down the chute here for a lot of people exposing to what your desires are, a lot of folks. That's the beauty of being on the radio, is the whole world gets to hear us. And if you are concerned about stage fright, don't worry, we'll have other people present for you. It's all right. We have lots of folks that want to help out here. We're going slow, maybe uncomfortably slow, but just know great care is being taken here. Great care is being taken here. And I love you all, and I appreciate how much you all have showed up today. The other folder I want us to consider in one of the subset folders is propaganda. So even I could be considered propaganda. All I've done is tell you my story, shown you what I've seen. For the people.space vets me, qualifies me. It's up to you what you want to do with the information. But obviously, propaganda isn't very well understood with our media devices and our little machines we're looking at and holding. I'll give you a story recently. I was outside the United States of America recently, and I noticed a lady I was making a purchase at a very small grocery store. And she has on her laptop, looks like she's, I'll call her about 30 years old. And she has the recent Trump speech. Don's going to love me stumbling that one. The Trump speech regarding recent legal issues, legal attempts. And I say, "Oh, are you a Trump fan?" "Oh no, I don't. That guy's weird." "Oh, is he? Okay, cool." And the media, this thing you're watching here, that it's always telling the truth, isn't it? And the gal comes back and says, "Oh no, I barely listen to this stuff. It's all garbage." And I say, "So have you met Donald Trump?" No, I can just tell he's weird. I would just never hang out with him. He's just kind of a weird guy." Okay, let me start again. So you've never met Don and he's weird, is your opinion? "Yeah." "And you don't watch the media?" "No." Okay, and so that's how powerful the transmitter and receivers, these machines are now. Not to say that our biosphere doesn't have this ability to complement it, so nanotechnology, etc. But as we get more powerful here in our ascension process, believe it or not, the DNA and the brain are complementing it. So they have a time release to get us to believe anything we see as fact, to contradict the volume of light you're getting in your physical body now. And so you're getting so much more knowledge now through consciousness. The DNA, the releasing of let's say technology that was built into your epigenetics is starting to combat it. So that's one of the reasons I wanted to get people more comfortable. You're seeing some of the normal people that you have associated with over time, they're falling on the wayside. And some of them are getting really dark because they're starting to believe everything they read, regardless of the silo they're going in, and they can't discern information. And we must get comfortable that we're not going to get everybody based on this type of epigenetic model I'm explaining. It's not an absolute, but for the most part, that's why you're seeing Aunt Ruth not waking up. So the brain is starting to compete all the time, and the biosphere, you know, the things we've ingested, put in our bodies, it's well designed to compete with the ascension process. And you're getting so much knowledge now that that's what Project Review with Q is about, is getting you to exercise more on that side of the fence. And it will come very quickly and very easy. And it's quite exciting when you see where we're at compared to 20, 30 years ago. So for the people.space, if I don't think you could sell one story on there when 9/11 happened. And that's one of the reasons 9/11 did happen, is we got to keep these fools attached to central banking, because if we'll lose control of them. And the easiest way I feel to remove central bank control and maritime law would be identity. So those are the three suggested folders I would love to see populated. Yeah, rules, reform, propaganda. What are the ways to reform our perceptions of that? I really like the idea of standardizing music languages, poetry language, so that when you go to Indonesia, you have the same form of communication as when you're in America. All right, so let's see. Might not have the longest show today, but I want to make sure you're aware. I'll set a deadline for the folders to be populated and for the people.space here towards the end. Keep you guys all listening a little bit. Checking my helper here. All right. Laws are a pet peeve of mine, and I want to talk a little bit about them today, and not sure which subsection they will land in. But when we look at marriage laws, that one concerns me a lot. And at least when I participate in the United States legal system, natural laws in the universe look something like this. There's many bodies, even on this planet, there are many bodies that can live 500-600 years. And of course, they don't have identity, and they probably live in a castle somewhere. Yet, many people get licensed to say, I'm married, I love you. And one day, 20 years later, two kids later, etc., you know, I do love you, but I just want to do something else. I just want to experience something else. Okay, that's great. And so I don't like you. You don't like me. Great. So the state that you live in is now going to charge you money to make a different decision in your life. None of that. When the individuals off planet look at us, they're shocked that you'd now be a slave to your heart just because you are inspired to go do something different in your life. And so those are some of the topics that I want us to always start looking at, explaining what do we want in our new worlds. And I'm not going to be the one to instruct all these incredible, beautiful gods creating here. And so that's just a Cliff Notes version of, let's really, really push the boundaries here on what we want to do in the Project Review Q. Again, we're being monitored. We're being observed on our advances. And so a lot of people want to help. And so they're watching to see our success. Yeah. Standardizing global laws is, absolutely thrilling to me. I just don't think any one person can tell any one person what is natural law or inspirational law. If we want to use the Legacy Emerald Tablets, Law of One models, I don't think I have an opinion. It's just give everybody the freedom to enjoy their expression and their excitement each and every day, and do not limit it. For the U.S. people, I am so sorry that it's getting very obvious that you're losing the rule of law there. The man who wants to help you the most, Don Trump, not even he can get a fair treatment. He's showing you exactly, you should now see how we did this. We're all exposing ourselves to what you're going through. And so obviously somebody does not want the people to make any decisions. And forgive me for being redundant, as I would love to live in the endless light and optimism. Because if we go within and we use our hearts, I guarantee you no one can stop us. No one can stop us. So I think I'm going to move on to see if Don has any questions for me. Otherwise, I'll remind everybody, the updates on Project Review Q should be done by Thursday. Hopefully, I don't know if set the turnip card there. Thursday, Pacific Standard Time, end of business that day. You'll have a way to upload your projects. 3 pages, please. We will have a calendar for you. We will populate the calendar in the subsets of your project descriptors. So as an example, construction will be Monday 10 to noon, et cetera, et cetera. There'll be innocent bystanders listening in. So we'll want volunteers to participate, but we'll give for each project, we'll have, I should say, project style, inspiration style. We'll have different moderators as well. Initially, it'll be me. The next following week, we're going to start presenting projects. And so we already have enough to present. And they're all at different phases. Some are at sandbox phase, some are at discovery, some are at initiation, and some are at fulfillment and or redemption. And so ready to go. And so I just need your help. We need a few more participants this week if we can, folks. And we should have full calendars moving forward. What it looks like is this first wave of folks is probably going to be take about a month to get through, plus or minus, and the second wave, so forth and so forth. So as we move the waves through, it gets a little easier for people to now archive the information through BBS Radio. And the goal is so we don't need to do this forever and ever. People can learn a lot from the archive shows as they get subscriptions. We get anonymity from all the other programs and so forth, but it should be pretty easy. You can see what's going on now. If you look at Catherine Austin Fitz, again, Dr. Skidmore, you look at Donald Trump, you look at myself, you look at the education you get on USA Watchdog, you'll notice that we're all starting to come in different silos with no affiliation with each other. And look at that globally. So don't worry about where the information is coming from. Just kind of see how it resonates in your heart. And again, that's what forthepeople.space is that's an example of a conscious consciousness working to vet information for you. And you all have this ability. And the more you use it, the faster it happens. And I'll stop there, Don, if you think you have some questions for us. Now, the first rule of radio is no dead air, though, Don.
I apologize for that, everyone. Actually, we do have callers and questions. I haven't had any myself. I've been a little too busy to even think of a question. But we do have Margie from Costa Rica on line one with a question. Would you like me to pop Margie into the mix?
Yeah, I think we should get some of these folks out in the front, please.
You got it. Margie, welcome to Project Review with Q.
Hey, can you hear me?
Oh, loud and clear. Please proceed as you wish.
Okay, so I'm a little nervous. But my question is, I really want to help you, Q, and I don't know what you need, so I'm not sure what.
Lots of liquor. There's lots of liquor. That's it.
Lots of liquor?
Okay. We're going to do, thank you for that question very much. The need, we're going to have a traditional project manage it, structure, but I'm hesitant to create the pro formas and the rigidness that comes with true project management. But just know that each, as we, you move and advance to the next subsection, there'll be a needs assessment. So my idea is the sandbox, and as you go into discovery phase, I'm going to need these resources. So there's some people that want to build 1 million homes for indigenous tribes. And there's some people who need yarn to build sweaters. Okay, so each need assessment is going to be different. Communication with all of these people around the world, et cetera, et cetera. So the needs assessment section indefinitely will be on the discovery section. Thank you for your question.
Okay, cool.
All right. Well, I guess, Margie, did you have anything else you wanted to discuss with Q?
No. I mean, I'm just, I'm ready to help. I'm so excited. It's my, like, greatest passion and desire to be here. It's what wakes me up every day. And, I'm ready. So,
yeah. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you so much. First things first, let's get everybody in the sandbox and let's get a lot of problems and we'll start setting it. So I love the Margies of the world because they'll inevitably be the most valuable in putting horsepower to all these projects. And inevitably, you're going to see things you didn't know you were excited about. When you get all of us in the same room, it's really exciting. Go ahead, Don. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. All right, Margie, thank you. We'll let you go. And next up, we have Tab. Tab from Alabama, what's your question for Q?
Hi, Q. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Now, I had some projects already lined up with another organization, Loved Ones Society. So, you're okay with us maybe using that because I've got some projects, like I said, already written down. We can use those and bring into your project review with you. That would be okay?
Yeah, so we really want a subsection for failed projects. So we get to learn from you, and we want subsections for advancing projects. So we know you're calling us because your project is not getting fulfilled. So if you're calling me, then that means things aren't going that great, or things are going really great is the way we're looking at it. So anything you have, that's why we made 3 pages, because we realized that there's a bunch of groups around the world that did their best, and we're ready to, your timing is perfect. Project Review with Q is to make sure you're aligned with consciousness and conscious computing. And so you're not going to be, it's very rare someone will be successful in any kind of business now if they're lying to themselves, as an example. And so, yes, please, please, anybody in these legacy groups that can teach us what they've accomplished, what they need. They may start at the discovery phase instead of the sandbox stage, et cetera, et cetera. Please, thank you. Great question.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, that was Tab. Thank you, Tab. We'll let you go. On to the next caller. This is Stephanie. Stephanie's from Texas. Stephanie, what's your question for Q?
Hi, Q. I am here in Spring, Texas, and I heard your call out for help on support staff. Anything I can help with, I am interested in helping with radio hosting. And my project, I can't figure out how to put it in a sandbox, but it's Creation Lightship Light Centers, Global Light Centers. And I've got it all developed and everything with healings and the Xanadu Theater inside. And I want to do a BBS learning channel called Circle of Light with your website, your education website that you posted, U.S. History Declaration, and teaching for teachers and children, I mean, teachers age 2 to 90 plus, and students the same age, to be taught with music, poetry, and songs. And I wanted to do that with a global learning channel at BBS. So very excited about stunning. All those.
Right. Okay. So in your example, just get us 3 pages. You could have 1 word on each page. We don't care. A couple images of your vision there. So I noticed that you said, I don't always have the best. I'm in the same boat. Communication is tricky sometimes. And so there are a lot of people in the sandbox say, I love to write. I love to illustrate people's ideas. In the sandbox, there's a lot of people that love to edit. So don't worry about your delivery on the front end here. The discovery phase will get you those resources to say, how do I communicate my idea? That's going to be the easy part. We just need the sandbox filled. I hope that helps.
I can't even figure out how to get in the sandbox. And I have a subscription. But so
okay. Well, yes, we've done that on purpose. So stay tuned. Okay. You're almost there. Deadline is Thursday. I'll be done with it Thursday. So what I really love about chefs is, you know, when you get a chef that's pissed off, you know they're really happy. You know, no one likes a happy chef. He's always working hard to get it right. So that's what I like about when people say, where's the sandbox door? Well, we haven't opened it yet. We're still in a promotional stage here. Remember, we're watching the interest levels, and it's going like wildfire. Thank you. But again, you're not going to get into the advances and the meetings. This is not for you, obviously, if you don't sign up for BBS radio subscription.
Well, I am subscribed. I've been subscribed.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Stay tuned. We're almost
there. All right.
Thank you, Stephanie.
I want to help him with his show up there. You know, moderators, anything he needs for support, I'm there.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that. We really do. Stephanie, thank you for calling in with your question to Q. We're going to get on to the next caller. But again, we appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Thank you. All right. Well, that was a caller from Texas, but now we have a Corinne from Arizona. What's your question for Q today, Corinne?
Yes, sir. Divine blessings, love, and light. Q, thank you, thank you, thank you for guiding us and lighting our beautiful light within our light body and our life force. So I thank you, sir. I wanted to ask you, is it 3 pages per project? My husband and I have quite a few projects in our local common unity, sir, that we have been lit up for quite a long time now, from our being, from our heart.
Yeah. Okay, so the sandbox section is only to get some summary of your vision, okay, your excitement. So if you want to put in 1,000 projects in the sandbox, go ahead. What we're looking for is the standardized themes. So what the calendar is going to look like, we're going to have a subset of common type of projects. So again, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 8 hours a day, you're going to be broken into categories in which we advance the projects based on type, because you're going to learn a lot from your peers in the same subset of projects. And most likely when you're fulfilled advancing, you'll also be a mentor for a lot of these people. What you're going to find and what we're seeing already is dependent on subject, our consciousness is all combining efforts. So your ideas, you're going to find there's 100 other people with the same ideas you have, and some may have some gaps and some might not. And so coalescing that is really fun, because when you're in a room with 100 people and all with the same idea, try and stop that one. I dare you.
I dare you to try and stop me and my husband.
That's right.
So we get trying to stop everybody else. So I'm joking.
That's right.
But oh, gosh.
Yeah.
That answers it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your help and support.
All right, Corinne, thank you for joining us here on Project Review with Q and giving us your question. We appreciate it very much. I'm going to let you go, because up next, we actually have another Texan, Kathy from Texan. Welcome. What's your question for Q?
Hello, Q. Thank you for letting us ask our questions today. This is a really quick one, but I saw a show last night about Project Underground Railroad. It's actually not the first time I've seen something about them. I actually saw the movie that they did. This was more of an interview or a presentation they gave to a group of people. But it hit me in a way that I was more ready for this time than the last time. And it was just when I looked at the sandbox and all the different ways that you're trying to categorize things, I didn't really know how to divide it up, because there are several different categories. What I would like to do is to find a way to be one of the support people that those children come to when they're rescued. To have an agency of some sort, and we would be doing at minimum, I see 3 different categories going on. There's going to, of course, be medical. There's going to be, a need for helping them through the emotional trauma, and there's going to be a need for, just helping them educationally. And there's, there will be adoption needs too, and I didn't really know how to categorize that for your sandbox.
Okay, very good. Anything with healing, we're going to put in health, and we'll start taking subsets and sorting the specific topic. Obviously, child trafficking is very dear to my heart. So that's a healing, is it not? If you're confused about whether you land in one of the folders we've already created, we're trying to make them very broad. don't worry about it. As long as it's in the sandbox, you're in the sandbox. If you want to put it miscellaneous,
That's actually what I was thinking about too. Is just putting it in health.
Again, we're just standardizing. We're just generalizing. Just get in the sandbox, and we'll work all the white noise out. No problem. Thank you very much. Beautiful topic, by the way.
Excellent. Thank you. Bye bye now.
All right. Well, thank you, Kathy. Thank you for calling in, giving us your question. Well, Q, we actually have all the lines loaded, so let's go to Chris. I believe Chris is from Maine. Welcome to the program, Chris. What's your question for Q?
Hi, Q. How you doing? Long-time listener. I've just been following you for the whole thing and been waiting for this my whole life. I have so many ideas. I have humanitarian projects for the world, replenishing the soil and stuff like that. And then I have, community-based projects that would tie into even, adult playground type stuff that I've seen on online. But I don't know. I've just been listening to other people's great questions, and they've answered a lot of my questions. But, again, with, humanitarian thing for the world and then community-based stuff. Where does that lie? Just throw in the sandbox and then just get dealt with?
Yeah, so for me, I'm going to ask you to, let's say you do have 100 projects you think have merit and we all enjoy as well. Don't get too worried about the topic, but focus on the intrinsic side. So what do we need to do to fulfill your project on the front end? Might be one coaching suggestion for which folder you end up in there. So a community-based project, doesn't really matter that we want to have, let's say, guerrilla gardeners audit an entire city. That would be agriculture, right? So that's the intrinsic activity. Don't worry about the politics, the assumed politics. Just what is the task we need to take care of? We're going to guerrilla garden the entire world. Fine. That would be in agriculture. So look at the end in mind. Is your project deliverable question? So don't try and confuse your inspiration is my suggestion right now. I really want vegetables on every corner, as an example, that goes into ag and or reform. Could be both. I hope that helps.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for all you do. I appreciate you. Thank you.
All right, Chris, thank you for calling in. Hey, excellent questions from everybody. Just fantastic. All right. Well, we're going to get to Mina from Georgia next, and hopefully we can also get to Mickey from Florida and Sadie. I'm shortening her name because I couldn't pronounce it after telling me 5 times. So Sadie from North Carolina, and maybe we can also get to Michonne and then Rachel. But up next, we do have Mina from Georgia. What's your question for Q, Mina?
Hello, this is Mina Mina. My name is really Mina, but it looks like Mina. So my main question is, how in the world do I get my project registered on forthepeople.space? Once I go there, I don't see any way to click, 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 or to make any space except my typing. You said something about 3 bars at the upper right. Perhaps that is the answer to my question. I haven't had time to go back to that forthepeople.space to try that.
Absolutely. All right. You betcha. You betcha. Isn't the clicking so fun? Is that our highest excitement to click on these things? I have a hard time making one click, let alone click, click, click. Okay. So what we've done is we're doing it in sections real slow here to get a good draw. The only thing we've accomplished is to give you the phases in which your template will be processed and or advanced and or reviewed by your peers, many of the angels that are observing us, so to speak, get visibility to us. So we don't have to have a million emails and this and that, and a bunch of garbage that doesn't advance our projects. So that's why we've done it in a way that's digestible for fulfilling the population of the projects in a sandbox, I should say. So all you have now is a suggested template model to give us three pages. By Thursday of this week, USA time, you're now going to go into recent posts. That's the front page of you for the people.space. And you are going to see a drive. You're going to see a subset that says input your project in the sandbox. The sandbox will have populated folders. So give us until Thursday. All you've got so far is an idea, a suggestion for your template to communicate with everybody. So hopefully that helps.
It helps a great deal. Now let me speak just a minute about my project. My project is broad and general, and the ideas for what is needed will come from the people. So it's a farm community, a county of only 25,000 people, and the county seat has 3,000. But the county needs everything. So,
okay, let me hold you there. So again, don't worry about the breadth of what needs to happen. That's why we're only giving you three pages. Just find the key components of your project. I really want to help everyone in my county become sovereign. They're ripping us off. I don't care. Just we need general summaries. Give us examples. And then what are you going to do? What do you want to do? So I really want to take great care not to tell you what you want to do. I want to hear what you want to do, and many others do. So, as an example, my county doesn't work for the people. This is the problems. Here's the solution. Here's what I need to do. Might be your three pages. Hope that helps.
It helps a great deal. I have it in three pages. As soon as I can get it on there, I will be in good condition. Thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
You betcha.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mina. Wow. Well, folks, we've actually only got about 2 minutes left, and we got so many callers. All of you have been calling in like crazy, and I'm going to try to answer one question, and I don't know if I'm going to be correct, but it's going to go something like this, because I get a lot of emails and a lot of questions that say, how much should I subscribe in order to be a part of the project? Here's what I would think, folks. Just, you know, if you can afford $49.99, subscribe for $49.99. There might be changes to the subscription, the amount, and what have you, but there's a lot of people out there that have wonderful ideas and great questions and great projects. So kind of have to bear with Q. He's probably overwhelmed. Now, Q, I'm not sure if you want to take one more caller, then we'll have to be quick. It'll only be about a minute because we do have another program up. But otherwise, I'll let you carry it away. And gosh, what a fabulous program. You're the man.
Yeah. So let's do one more question if we can, and maybe I'll throw out the schedule coming forward.
You got it. Mickey from Florida. Hey, what's your question for Q? And thank you for calling in.
Thanks, Don. Hey, Q and beautiful mermaid. I am at my highest excitement because I'm here today with everybody and you, Q. This is the thing I'd like to bring to the table. Having been a humanitarian and being trained for it for the last couple of years and knowing the things that are coming, my personal project is I want to have human events where we are connecting with everybody around the world in our communities and cities, where everybody can bring their products and barter and trade and food and clothes, and we can get back to connecting to one another and having human connections, doing baton races. I don't care if it's motocross events, jet skiing, flying, whatever, just bringing us all back together.
Yeah, you betcha. Okay. Yeah, very good. Yeah. So what we need, so after today, you're going to have a communication folder. So we need all your communication ideas. So instead of Craigslist, it'll be want and need list, things like that. Now, going forward, we're going to do the weekly shows each and every week until we're all very happy. Monday through Friday, we're doing project review on a different platform. We're going to have call-in numbers. So every week is lessons learned, so to speak, radio questions and answers. And then the real work is Monday through Friday. So you'll see a calendar for the people.space populated there. Give us till Thursday to start. That's where we're at. And thank you, Don, for getting the callers in.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate you, Q. I truly do. You're doing a service to everybody, and I'm just thrilled to be a part of it. Thank you. Thank you. And I look forward to being with you again next time. And a happy Father's Day to you and everyone else out there, to you, your families. We love you.
Love to you all. Beautifulness to the world. Good day.